I want everybody to put their hands together for me. I want everybody to put their hands together for me. I want to talk about somebody real special tonight.
Hey, mama.
I want to scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do.
Hey, mama.
I know I act a fool. I promise you I'm going back to school.
No way.
I appreciate what you allow.
I wanna tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. It fixed me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy had me training wheels so I could keep on my bike. And you would give me anything in this world. Michael Jackson leather and the glove, but didn't give me a curl. And you never put no man over me. And I love you for that, mommy, can't you see? 7 years old, caught you with tears in your eyes. Cause a nigga cheating, selling your lies. Then I started to cry as we knelt on the kitchen floor. I said, mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See, you're unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable. Lady, that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Then it's an angel, and I thank
hey,
you.
Mama.
I wanna scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do.
Hey, mama.
I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school.
No way.
I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me.
Boy, your mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. My mama told me, go to school, get your doctorate. Something to fall back on, you could profit with. But still supported me when I did the opposite. Now I feel like it's things I gotta get. Things I gotta do just to prove to you. You was getting through. Can the choir please give me a verse of you? Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're like a book of poetry. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Turn one page and dance my mommy. Come on, mommy, just dance with me. Let the whole world see your dancing feet. Now when I say hey, y'all say mama. Now everybody answer me.
Hey, mama.
I wanna scream so loud for you. I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do.
Hey, mama.
I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school.
No way.
I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me.
Hey,
I guess it all depends though. If my end's low, second they get up, you gon' get that benzo. Tint the windows, ride around the city and let your friends know. Tell your job, you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a jag, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make it just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say,
hey, mama.
I wanna scream so loud for you. I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do.
Hey, mama.
You know I love you so.
La la la
la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Hey everybody, welcome to S&M Confessions. This is Alicia, my co-host. Unfortunately, had something pop up, so he will be joining us later. But for right now, I'm here with the man of pre-gay radio, Brooklyn Black. How you doing tonight?
Yeah. You know, I'm here chilling. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, especially all the moms who host their own shows on pre-game radio. So,
for
the hard work, yeah, I do. You know, because I know I'm not the easiest station head to work with, but, you know, you guys deal with me. I put up with my shit. So, all of the hosts that are mothers on pre-game radio, we're talking Ab, Nikki, Barbs, Misha, Angel, happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your day. And shout out to all the mothers.
Oh, man, thank you so much. So, you know, today's a little bit of a hard day for me because, as some of you may or may not know, 4 years ago, I lost my mom 4 days before Mother's Day. But check this out. The funeral, we did a memorial service because she didn't want a funeral. So we did the memorial service the day before Mother's Day. Then, 2 o'clock in the morning on Mother's Day, I got rushed to the hospital. So, you know, there's a lot going on, a lot of flashbacks and not so happy times. But I have this too. When I tell you, my children are the like best thing on earth. So like they totally brought back Mother's Day for me. I got homemade cards, a homemade necklace, paper flowers. Like these boys are so dope. You have no idea.
Oh, did you get macaroni jewelry? Cause yo, that's the best shit right there. Macaroni jewelry.
No. Nah, yo, they didn't use macaroni, like, straight up. Like, they used actual, like, necklace threading and beads, and, like, they killing the game in pre-K right now.
Wow.
They really are. They really are. So, I mean, shout out to my boys for making this the best day when it could have been a sad one. And let me tell you what we're about to get into today. Because today's going to be juicy. Today, we later on in the show, we'll have Chantrice Lowry as our hot seat guest of Lola Pinky Entertainment. Shout out to the big girls. Hopefully get some.
I got my check.
But before we get to her, we want to talk a little bit about bro code and girl code, which is kind of like, get down to it. Black, is it okay in any circumstances to holler at one of your friends or associates' exes?
All right.
Is this ever okay to you?
No. Not really. It all depends on, like, we talking to ex like it was a long-term relationship, then nah, that should be off limits because if my boys are around you, then if I'm like a bro to you or like a cousin to you, then you should look to her all the same. So if there should have been no way that one of my boys is going to go after an ex, you know, someone that I've been with for ID, you know what I mean? Like, that shouldn't happen. Yet it does. It hasn't happened to me, so I can't say exactly how I'll feel about it, but off the top, you know, I see it like this. Hey, if you want to get with my boy, then you was really never mine to begin with. Like, if you really willing to get with somebody close to me like that, then you wasn't really my leader. You was probably using me to get to that dude in the first place. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's really no justification with somebody that's close to her man like that, and vice versa. Like if he slept with her sister, her cousin, her best friend, whatever, you know, then he was never really in it with her to begin with. You know what I'm saying? But he was probably trying to get to the other one, but like, hey, I'll settle here and get that.
Yeah, like I kind of feel like you was in the cut all along, like kind of, you know, seeing what we had going, waiting for shit to, you know, fall off. I never think it's okay. It's not okay to me either, but, you know, I heard different stories. Oh, there's levels to it, you know, if you was
to an extent. There's levels to it to an extent. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
For instance, you know, the guy, he wasn't doing right. He'd be out swinging dick all over the place, and, you know, he just ain't treat her right and all that. But, yo, his friend, he's there, you know, he listens and all that. And naturally, you know, if someone's nurturing you and catering to your needs and giving you an ear and shoulder to cry on, you're going to feel some type of attraction. And 8 times out of 10, that fuse gets sparked and something happens. But if you were a friend and that's your homie's girl and you behind his back like, yo, this nigga ain't doing right by X, Y, Z, yada, 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 then, yeah, you being dirty. You know what I mean? Because if you're only doing that just to improve your chances of getting with her, then you doing dirty because you really ain't got her best interest at heart. You know what I mean? And a lot of these savages that I wrote, they're probably saying I'm breaking gospel right now because I'm blowing up the MO. But...
You
know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it a buck and break it down to brass tacks because it's just S&M professions. So if you were a homie and your homie girl and she doing that, you throwing salt on your man's character, you trying to discuss in his character just so you can get in them cheeks, you ain't being a friend. Now, if you give a shit and you see your man's ain't doing right, you go speak to him like, yo, how you doing, shorty ain't right, whatever, whatever. And then you go tell him, like, yo, I caught him going to the club with such and such. Then, maybe you're pulling a friend if you're not looking for anything in return. You feel what I'm saying? If you're not looking to take her from him and none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Got that shit down to a science. You know what I'm saying? Girls got that shit down to a science. They won't be trying to get their home from him, but if that's her homegirl, and she sees Devontae at the club with some next chick, she's taking pictures for Instagram. She's sending me a text, and then she's going to call her homegirl, come to homegirl like, yeah, your girl's on the phone, in front of the new chick. So.
Oh, hell yeah. We got to let y'all know. We have designated homegirls that like to get in people's business just for that one purpose. We got people watching y'all.
And see, and I know that, actually. That's like, y'all ain't slick.
We ain't low.
Like, y'all not low. And the thing about it is, most of the dudes that get caught because they're blinded by the new booty, the new pussy. They're blinded by that shit.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get this. So we're going to go to the club, and I'm going to buy some drinks, and we're going to, yada, 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 then we're going to sneak out. And none of my girls' homies come here. And meanwhile, there's like 4 of them stationed at each exit of the motherfucking club with their camera phones out, ready to get evidence on. But
you
leave it to a dude, especially if the dude ain't shit. You leave it to a dude and he sees his homeboy girl at the club like, damn, I ain't no shit got down like that. Let me see what's good. And won't say shit to their boy.
Yeah. Fucked up. I feel like you shouldn't let your dude fall into a situation like that. But a lot of people nowadays are falling back from telling their friends shit because their friends, you know, automatically rule out the, oh, he's being a good friend part, and they jump to the, oh, you just salty trying to fuck up my relationship, blah, blah, blah. Which some people are.
I blame Marshall on Maury Povich.
I mean, some people are fucked up and they're trying to, you know, ax your relationship. But some people are like, yo, I mean, I'm just trying to look out for you. But, like, you put her to some old shit that, you know, he tells you is too expensive every week and blah, blah, blah. And their homegirl would be like, oh, nah, you just salty because you ain't got no man. Be like, oh, all right then, homie, you got it.
And sometimes with that, you know, because sometimes people are not scared, but they're weary to bring it to their homegirl or their homeboy or whatever because they feel they're going to say that and they're so wrapped up with the idea of being in love. Not being in love, but with the idea of being in love. They're so wrapped up in that. You go to like, yo, son, I just seen your girl and she was at such and such, dropping down and all that. No, she was home. Or she's like, nah, my man, you just trying to have what me and him got. No, man, your man is fucking up, and I'm trying to tell you.
Exactly. there's a lot of, you know, yeah, I personally know one of my cousin's closest friends. I mean, they've known each other since college, and they're about to turn 40. And this dude will still break the guy code. Like, you at a party, you talking to one chick, you leave, go to the bar to go get a drink, and dude will swoop in like, yo, I mean, but, like, he ain't shit. He's cheated on so many girls. I mean, you should just come over here. Like, what the dude's still standing at the party? Like, he'll violate, like, some dudes have no regard for the bro code, and they're just like, fuck it. Whoever she go home with, she go home with, but it's fair game. Oh, my God. Like, have you ever, like, experienced that? Like, not necessarily even being in the relationship already, but, like, a dude will set you thought you was cool with, well, snatch the girl you was talking to like 5 seconds ago.
Oh God. All right.
Oh, you sound like you got stories, Black. Tell it.
Alright, so those who know me know I've done a few of my upcoming, you know, my up and coming years in the foster care group home system. And you know, we're talking 10 to 12 dudes in a house, you know. And we have that unspoken loyalty towards each other, but, you know, you got a whole bunch of horny teenagers. You throw a girl in the mix, the rules is out the window. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember there was a time, you know, a shorty had came through with one of the other kids' girlfriends, you know, pretty much for me, you know. You know, back in the day, you told this girl, like, yo, you got a friend for my boy? And she's like, oh, all right, yeah, I got somebody. And yeah, that was, you know, that was me. So I'm there, you know, not gonna front. I was there. I was kind of like striking out because I wasn't really feeling shorty, but I was just being nice, doing
the
damn thing. Yeah, you know, taking one for the team, but I was striking out nonetheless. You know what I mean? Now, mind you, this other dude from the house came from work, you know, moving manure and all this shit, smelling like 4 quarters of basketball. You know, he comes through, realizes there's shorty in the crib. I tell you, within 7 minutes, this nigga done changed, washed his ass, threw on some smell goods, and all that.
No.
I go to the store to get roll up, come back, they smooching on the couch.
Oh.
And I'm like, damn, I was literally going 120 seconds.
He said 120 seconds.
You know, but the shit happened. I couldn't be mad at my boy. It wasn't like I was married and exclusive with shorty. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and like
true.
I said, I was striking out, taking him up
for
the team. But I was, you know, that was pretty much me for the night. That was my activity for the night.
Well, I mean, and I know that you don't give a damn in that situation most times. I've had to, like, shut a dude down. Like, nah, wasn't your homie just talking to me 5 seconds ago? Like, that shit is foul. I honor the code like crazy, but some people don't. And, I mean, get it how you live, but, I mean, I don't know how people, and, no, let me not even zoom in on the dude. Let me tell you how dirty the chicks are sometimes.
Like, wait, but before you go into your next story, I want to know what Miss Lady still has to say about this.
Oh,
what's
hey,
up? Hey,
how
guys. It's all good.
So
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. So, bro code. What are your thoughts?
As far as
dating somebody that maybe one of your friends has dated in the past or messed with, you know, is that completely
my friend?
Yes.
My friend
is,
well, I only got two of those anyway, so, yeah, that's off limits. I mean, it's not like I got a whole squad of friends out here. But, no, I've been fortunate enough that, for the most part, my friends and I have different tastes in men. We can compliment each other's men, like, oh, he's fine, girl, blah, blah.
Right.
Even talk about sex or exchange, you know, the dick pics sometimes, but we have completely opposite taste in them. So that wouldn't happen.
That absolutely helps. most of the time. But, like, what are your thoughts, though? Do you think it should be honored? Like, and to what level? Like, if this was just a homie from college and y'all don't really speak anymore, is it cool?
I think it should be honored, but I think some people OD, right? Because I think there are people out there that have dated somebody when they were, like, 10 years old, and now that you're an adult and, you know, you actually know how shit works, you're supposed to still be off limits because y'all shared a kiss under the fucking bridge in the library or something. I think
that's
a bit excessive.
That's all the way crazy.
And there are some cases where I think exceptions are made. I've seen about 2 or 3 cases in my life where the person simply made the wrong choice first and later on ended up marrying the friend, and they're, like, still going strong.
Yeah, that definitely has happened. But, yeah, I will agree with you on the, you know, if I dated somebody, like, back in the day when I was, like, 13 and still a virgin, like, I'm not going to hit you up, like, lady still, yo, what the fuck?
Right, they're trying to hold you accountable for people you didn't even swap bodily fluids with.
Like, exactly. Like, we both had to be in before the streetlight came on. Like, stop wilding.
You got, oh, he gave me a ring pop and you knew. Like, get the hell out of here.
That, to that extent, is crazy. Now, have you ever had the opposite happen where your friend, like, because this has happened to me. Let me just tell you the story without using the
thank
your,
you. Okay, I'm, know, get, I'm like, I'm in the street right now because I'm getting, like, thousands of Happy Mother's Day and I have no fucking kids.
That's crazy. But, yeah, I had the opposite go down where somebody I knew, you know, we're that tight of friends with somebody I knew, started dating somebody that I had messed with in the past. But now she's, like, all super mad that he and I are so cordial. Mind you, he and I are not messing around at all. And she was my friend, and I, like, dealt with these first. And she's like, oh, nah, like, I don't like this.
That well, she's a cunt.
Him.
There's no way around that. She's a cunt. Sorry.
I'm like, how do you, wait a minute. So I don't
there's,
get funny.
I wouldn't. No, I can't see that happening. Like I said, it's just nobody that I personally know would care to deal with anybody I'm dealing with. And for the most part, most of the guys I deal with have no interest in my friends either.
Yo, I wish that worked that way, but I don't know if it's that I know so many people and they just happen to cross circles, but
and then you also have, okay, someone that was just a fuck. That's another dynamic too, where you have these people that they just fucked around on some one-night-stand lust shit, and now they're forever off limits. And I don't necessarily subscribe to that.
No, I don't subscribe to that either, because if you were a one-night-stand, to me, that means that there was zero emotion. I did not catch feelings because I did not even call you the next day or anything. I smash you, and, you know, we don't even talk later. Weren't talking before. There was no building. Of course the next person can have you. I don't care. Like, but again,
I mean,
people are territorial over those too.
I also think it depends on the caliber of your friends too. Because there's a lot of people out here calling any and everybody their friends, knowing damn well that they're not shit. You know, I've seen some friends purposely make sure that they fuck somebody just so that they're off limits, just on some hate and shit. Have no desire to actually be with the person, nothing. Just know that once I cross this line, you can't cross that line, so I'm going to initiate and do it first.
Wait, so we're like, we're putting miles on the pussy just to mark territory? Like,
yeah, women are trifling, okay? I've seen some shit, yes. I know there's some women out there that, okay, not even, it's not even that their friend, right? But they will fuck a guy knowing that nobody, no female would want to fuck after them. So they'll fuck the guy and brag about it. It's ratchet shit, like, but it happens.
Like when you purposely sneeze on a cupcake or something so nobody will eat it. Like,
I was just saying.
Oh, my God. And then I had the one situation. Listen, this dude is not shit. I dated him, and he calls me up, like, come over. I'm having some friends over. So why were the friends, the girl that he dated before me, me, and his new girlfriend? Oh, his new girlfriend was walking around the house, touching on him, going in the refrigerator, making sure everybody knows that that's her dude. And me and the girl before me are sitting next to each other laughing at this dude, like, is he serious? Like, she and I are still friends to this day, and this happened 10 years ago. But just looking at him pissed, he got all his exes in the house. I actually became friends with the other chick, but she was walking around, like, a gaze that could fucking cut through diamonds. It was nuts. But none of us knew. We thought, oh, he's inviting homies over. And there was no kind of code like, okay, your girlfriend's going to be at your house. Your last two most recent ex-girlfriends probably shouldn't, you know.
Wow, I heard that. I don't do that ex shit. You just, it's a wrap. You're still communicating.
Oh,
with your
ex. Not friends with any of your exes? Not cordial with any?
My ex-husband on a need-to-be basis. That's about it. Nobody else. Like, you're dead to me once we're gone, once we're broken up. Changing my number, blocking your social media, like, you no longer exist. Everything is in the garbage. It's over with.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I'm still cordial with most of my exes, but, like, no, I don't fuck with you. No, it's
no, I feel like if we're not,
mom.
If we're not together, it's because you did something fucked up. And
Well, that's why I don't give second chances. Like, I've never broken up with somebody and gotten back together. But I do feel like you can be a good friend and just happen to be a horrible boyfriend.
That may be, but I'd never find that out. I don't change my policy.
But that's just, like I said, that's the same with my, you know, second chance policy. Everyone's like, well, how do you know if it's just bad timing? And I say, I will never know because I don't give second chances. I'm not going to give you another chance to fuck me
bad
over.
Timing is one thing. Bad timing is one thing, in which case we wouldn't even get into the relationship phase. Don't just basically with me, don't pull the trigger unless you're ready. That's it. Because once you pull the trigger, there's no coming back.
Exactly. Because I feel like we're all grown enough to know how not to fuck up in a relationship.
Bingo.
Like, you know what the rules are. I shouldn't have to tell you. And I'm so tired of that. Oh, well, people make mistakes. Well, how is it that...
Yeah, they make mistakes. You are absolutely correct. Yeah, absolutely correct. People think that they are entitled to a second chance, and that's some bullshit, because you are not. You are entitled to whatever the fuck I give you. God is entitled to give you all the chances in the world, not me. I'm a sinner just like you. So one time, one shot deal. You fuck up. Oh, well.
Yeah, I feel like there is no babysitting. I shouldn't have to, you know, this is not a teacher correcting your homework. I shouldn't have to say, what you did, and next time, do this and that. Like, come on. And most people are asked out with me also because I almost always date older. So I think, you know, you're a grown-ass man.
I date older, too. When it comes down to it, I back them in a corner to the point where they just have to admit, like, it's nothing. Like, it's totally on them. They know they fucked up. There's no creating situation to try to give yourself a reason for acting the way that you act. Own it and take responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. So, has there ever been a time, back on the girl code, has there ever, because we were talking about it a little bit before you joined in the conversation, has there ever been a time where you saw one of your friends out doing what they weren't supposed to do, and, you know, you made note, you told them, and they hit you not with, oh, thanks, Lady Steel, you know, good looking out, but, nah, fuck you, you're trying to ruin my relationship, you're just salty.
Oh, are you kidding me? I don't do that anymore. I've done it twice. One scenario, it was a former friend of mine, and actually both of them were former friends. She was my friend. The guy was the ex's friend. He's actually like my closest male friend right now, just because of that situation, the way that it was handled. But, you know, he was head over heels in love with her. She was living with him. She started not coming home, spending days, weeks out and shit like that. But he's like super blinded. And he started talking like wedding talk. And I'm telling her, like, you need to tell him you're not into him. Because I knew she was seeing somebody else. She told me. But she didn't want to look like a jerk. And instead of just saying, oh, I don't want to be here, just kept leading him on. I saw him literally start fucking shit up over her. I was like, Mike, you need to get over it. She's seeing somebody else. She's not in love with you. Like, just...
Yeah, you don't want to...
Move on. So, but she felt like I betrayed her because she's my friend first and I should have just kept my mouth shut. I'm like, well, when were you going to tell him, Chris? When? She doesn't know, but she didn't want to... she just did not like the embarrassment from the reveal or whatever. So she stopped speaking to me about a year because of that.
Oh, wow.
And see, I didn't care. I know I did the right thing.
I think you did, because marriage is, I mean, as you know, marriage is a serious step. And, you know, if he would have jumped into that, you know, and she's not even feeling it, and she'd have just kept the ring in.
The second instance was actually with family, a cousin of mine.
Okay.
And I always felt funny about her dude, because he always looked at me that way. And if you're a woman, you know how a guy looks at you when he wants you. So, you know, he always used to give me that look, and I used to be very cautious, because we were close, her and I, but I just fell back from going to chill with her and spending time with her. And she started complaining about it, so I went over there, and we hung out. And I started, you know, going to hang out more, and he kept coming, like he'd find the times where she's either looking away or in the bedroom or preoccupied or didn't come home yet, you know, to push up on me.
Oh,
I'm talking about like...
He was a ninja, but he was all like in the cut.
Yeah, old Jamaican dude. Like, he was like on it, you know. One night I cooked dinner or something, and I had, like, they all ate or whatever, so he bought their plates from in the bedroom. She's still in the bedroom. And he comes up to me and, like, freaking leans in to try to kiss me, talking about a good meal. I'm like, no.
Oh, nah.
And,
not
like,
in other
dipping
rooms.
In. No type of respect. So I'm like, yo, do you know that's my cousin, right? He's like, so?
I'm why like, is he wild enough? Oh, my gosh.
But, see, as much as he was doing all of that, I knew my cousin. My cousin, like, he's paying all the bills. She's not going to leave him.
Oh, shit.
She can't leave
him.
So me saying that is absolutely of no use. But eventually I got provoked to the point where I did tell her. And, of course, as predicted, oh, why would he want you? You crazy. You trying to, you hating because you don't have what we have. I'm like, bitch. Okay. Bye.
A trifling ass man. Like, please stop. But let me cut you short real quick, because my favorite co-host is here. How is this?
His late ass.
Yo, what the hell was y'all talking about, man?
Yo,
my cousin, trifling ass man.
We went through, we're going through, you know, bro code issues as far as relationships. And the part that we're on now is like, you know, is it ever okay to holler at friends or family's exes or like we just moved on to recently, has there ever been a situation, flip side of the bro code or the girl code, where you saw your friend or your family members SO fucking up? You said something and they were like, nah, you hate it. And they didn't believe you. So join in whenever it is that you fit in. Tell me an interesting story. I'm sure the
listeners. He looks like a friend fucker, though.
Wait, what? A bird, what?
Right? Like,
he looks like he fucks friend sexes in current.
Oh,
he
kind of
looks like I have sex with a bird?
Bye.
What the hell is this?
Wow.
He got here and you dismissed him. Who
is that? Who's speaking?
That was Lady Steele that just accused you of being a friend fucker.
A friend? Listen, let me explain myself. There's different levels.
Oh, you have done this.
I didn't say anything.
You have done
this. I said, let me explain myself first. Stop accusing me because I'm black.
That's what guilty people
say. Now listen.
That's what guilty people say. You just hit us with what had happened with.
You see how a woman just jumped down your throat? I said, let me explain myself. You're like, no, let me say something. Okay, talk. As soon as I talk, you're like, shut up. Can I explain myself?
Whatever, Mr. Smith, go ahead.
Exactly. There's different levels. Like, if you are dealing with whatever dude, and y'all just falling around, it's not serious, and y'all have a falling apart, it's nothing serious, nobody's falling in love, he's just your boy toy. Y'all break up. One of your homegirls start kicking it to him, and let's say if it gets serious, or if it doesn't, she's just fooling around with him, you shouldn't get mad. Now, if this is a boyfriend, like you were serious with him, and then y'all broke up, and then your homegirl got at him, then I say you have a right to get mad at her because she was probably plotting from jump. But if it's just a little fling, you have no right to get mad.
Okay, so now back to my accusation. Have you done this before?
I've always been on the receiving end of somebody talking to somebody that I used to mess with after the fact. I never got upset, but there was this one scenario where I was in a relationship with a chick, and she cheated on me. And her homegirl knew, but I hated her homegirl because I was like, yo, you knew I was in love with this girl. Why did you lie? Like, why didn't you tell me the truth? So I guess she was down with the girl called, like, I'm not going to tell my homegirl secrets. So, later on down the road, this is her best friend, mind you. Later on down the road, we actually hooked up. But she never told her best friend, which is my ex. Now, who's in the hallway?
Oh, that's me. I'm just in the Bronx. I'm sorry.
You're getting chased by the cops. That's what you're doing.
Oh, she's in the BX borough, Matt Farrow. Okay.
Well, first, Yankee Stadium right now.
You're out there making ice cream. That's a G. 56, Uncle Chatty. You making ice cream salad?
Fuck you.
Yo, there's a bowling alley across the street from, like, Yankee Stadium that my aunt shit ex used to take me to, but it was mad fun. Anyway, keep going, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, so I actually wound up hooking up with her best friend, but this was years. Like, it had to have been like a decade in between from the relationship that I had with Shorty till the new relationship that I had with her best friend. I wasn't mad about it because she cheated on me, so I ain't never forget that. So I was good. She was good.
Just so you were good with it only because you were salty?
Nah, because she doesn't know. My ex, she doesn't know. She's married. She has a family. Why should it even bother her? I think if it does bother her, she still wants to date. That's why I don't think her best friend told her. Because she was like, oh, she still talks about you. And I'm like, she's cheating on her husband if she's talking about me and she has a son.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So had she not been married, or had she still been kind of lurking around in the shadows, would you still have smashed her?
No, I wouldn't, because her friend, I think, is better.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
I'm keeping it real. My friend is better.
Shout out to Honesty today in the building. I know that I am kind of salty with Mr. Smith right now because he is the only one who has not wished me Happy Mother's Day on air on the show today. So I'm going to need that.
I already said it, though. Who cares? Like, it's about to end. You stay a mother tomorrow, so you only talk. All right, fine. Happy Mother's Day, mother effort. No, I'm joking. Happy
Yay,
Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Oh, big happy Mother's Day to all the women that swallow. Yes, you are the real MVP. Thank you.
I mean, to the women that swallow, but not every time, because, I mean, we wouldn't be mothers if you swallowed every, you know.
If you swallow, you are partaking in the daycare. So if you spit, then you're just rude. But shout out to all
so
the women that
swallow. So as long as the kids landed in your throat, you good?
Yeah, because technically the kids somehow get to your stomach. They just don't stay there.
Man, if you don't get out, oh, my gosh.
I'm saying we're keeping it real, right? Okay.
Sweet Black, can we cut his mic off?
The disrespect.
It is. So, have you been on the other side? Like I said, saw somebody that you was cool with getting cheated on. Like you saw their girlfriend out in the streets doing them, and you told dude, and he was like, "Oh nah, my girl wouldn't do that."
Nah, I've managed to avoid situations like that. But then again, I've had some situations where, like, some of my dudes were stepping out on their relationships, or one was stepping out on his marriage. And
wow.
I was just like, listen, this is your life. This is your responsibility. Whatever good comes from it, so be it. Whatever bad comes from it, so be it. Just be aware of that. But on the same end, if you get wind that she's out, stepping out just like you, like, dude, don't get mad because you're doing the same exact thing. So that's on you. I mean, I'm not going to be like, yo, I'm going to go to your wife and tell your wife that you're cheating on her because that's
right,
just, yeah.
Nah. Yeah, that's totally breaking the guy code. But let me cut you off really quickly. Caller, last 40037, you're on. Hello, do you have a caller on the line waiting to talk to me?
I'm not sure. Okay, I think that's me. This is Shantae.
Hey, girl, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm a tad late. I apologize.
I'm
Wait, who's this?
Fine. It's Shantae, our hot seat guest.
She sounds like she just woke up.
I did.
Your birthday?
A tad.
A tad? You better gargle some.
I know. I didn't want to disappoint anyone because people say I'm fake, so I wanted to make sure I called you.
All right, so you can make sure you go call with the yuck mouth. I hear that. You go, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay. Here at S&M Confessions, we like it nasty. So my first question to you, tell us what the Lola Pinky movement is about. Like, is that all big girls? Are y'all rapping for the big ladies, or what is this? Like,
yes, it's definitely for this BBW females. Someone had hit me up and wanted to link up because they weren't getting a lot of attention with just doing BBW porn, obviously because it's free. Now, so they wanted to link up with me because I had, you know, maybe like 10,000 followers and all, and kind of like do BBW entertainment. So we have about 8 girls so far, and yeah, we do some things. Nothing illegal,
now,
but yeah, some things.
Oh, okay. I hear that. So, I mean, do you have a website yet, or are we still waiting on that?
We're still waiting on that. We just started, but I'll be posting it. I have a page, Lola Pinky. You can definitely hit me up there. I'll be posting some things soon, though.
Okay. So, let's get you in on this topic.
Okay.
Have you... do you honor the girl code? Would you ever smash one of your homegirl's exes? Or have you?
She'll smash exes, uncles and nephews and shit.
Asking me that question. Let me see.
She'll definitely do that shit. So you don't even need to answer that bullshit.
I know, but that, no. Hold on. Give me a chance to answer.
But, I mean, let her talk. Black.
Exactly. A true friend? No. But like a friend of a friend? Like if I have a homegirl or a best friend and I'm hanging with her friend, then probably, but not my best friend or my real friends, no. Because for one thing, we have like different tastes. So, nah, I doubt it. It's just too messy. I may think about it. I may even call on the phone and talk with them. But actually going through with it, no. Now my exes, uncles and cousins and brothers, yeah, probably.
Because you don't care about them once you bed them, right?
Yeah. That's right. But no, a real friend wouldn't do that.
So I have a question. What made you so, because you, I mean, you're just like we out here. What made you so open with your stories and made you start telling your stories and what you go through and sharing it, you know, with everybody? Because they, like Black said, like it sounds outlandish kind of, and like you said, people think that
they're fake. Mm-hmm. First of all, they're isolated. See, people think that these happen like back to back, but these are like isolated incidents where they may have happened a few years apart, but they are crazy.
Oh.
They are crazy. I don't know. I just like being open. I don't know. It's somebody out there that can relate to me. They may not be as open as I am, but it's somebody sitting back saying, girl, I went through the same thing. So it's okay. I'm okay.
All right, Mr. Smith, you got any questions?
The craziest story that you've ever experienced?
Ooh, I think everyone enjoyed maybe the closet one when I got
trapped
in the closet.
Trapped in the closet was my thing.
Wait,
I need
you to elaborate on the closet story because some of the listeners may not know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I purchased a guitar from someone because I am trying that out, and the guy had me come over to his house to do a little oral for, I think it was like $60. I agreed to.
Wait,
in the process.
Hold on, bring him back.
Dance came.
Wait a minute. You said $60 for head.
Yeah. He was going to give me that. So I got in position, and he went to get the money, and then he came back in the room really quick, and he was like, oh, my God, my parents are here. And I'm kind of like, yo, okay. And so then he made me get in the closet, and that's when I got on Facebook and told you guys what was going on. So I was pretty much trapped in there maybe like 30, 40 minutes.
All right. Were you playing any apps while you were in the closet?
Was I what?
Were you playing any games? Were you playing Angry Birds?
No, I was on Facebook in the group.
Okay.
Yeah, she was giving us a play-by-play. Like,
yes, exactly.
Okay, now, at this time, what was going through your head?
I was really scared because he would come back in the room periodically and tell me, you know, just be quiet, you're going to be out soon. And he also was like, I was like, no, I'm just going to leave because this is crazy. I'm like 34 years old in a closet. And then he said that his father was a police officer, so I really got scared.
It made me think
that he may have been like 15. And so
all right, so it sounded as if he was like a house, like back in like the early 1800s, like he was like the housemate and he was trying to bring you to freedom.
Right, basically.
He was like, just hold on. We're going to get you.
Basically, hold on, Master. Yes. Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Master going to go to sleep. We're going to get you free.
Exactly.
How old was he?
Exactly.
Wait, you said how old? How old was the guy?
He said he was 20, but honestly, he had to be a child because that's crazy.
All right, so when you were able, when he kind of led you to freedom out of the closet, did you show him what that mouth do?
No, we never even spoke again after that incident.
Okay, but did you get paid, though?
Nothing.
You know what? You should have got a percentage.
Should have.
For coming out, at least.
Exactly.
You should have got busted. You should have got busted.
The thing is, he hit me up again, but I just didn't want any parts of that because I'm like, this person must literally be like 15, so I'll just kind of stay clear of that. I don't need any more stories.
What was he? Was he black? Was he white? Was he Asian?
He was black.
He was black?
Yes.
Yo, did he at least make you like a Capri Sun? Did he get you some water?
I probably could have got him some water, maybe.
No,
I'm saying, like, if you're in the closet for like 40 minutes, it's hot in that closet.
Yes, in the closet. I'm a big girl, so I was like, really squeezed in the closet.
Yeah, just put on the back of your neck and shit.
Was it a walk-in closet?
It was. Thank goodness.
Did he say like not? Did he say like not big time? Did he hungry? Not like thirsty?
Did he ask me was I thirsty?
Yeah.
No, but clearly I was something to be there. So.
All right, you know I'm gonna tell you this. It's a good thing that you had to use the bathroom before you came over.
Exactly.
Because
so I got free. Once I was free, that was a wrap. I didn't even look back.
Okay. Damn, what's another crazy story?
Well, I guess the uncles was crazy. I don't know if it was crazy or people were just shocked at first.
Nah, that's crazy.
That's not that crazy to me. Maybe if you say uncle, that's what makes it crazy. People say uncles and not...
Were they at least young uncles? Like,
they're young, yes. They're like 36 and 38.
Oh, because I'm thinking somebody, Uncle Rufus.
No,
that's... No.
These are youngies. Yes.
And so they were both your ex's uncles.
Yes,
but you know, like you said, you don't care because he was your ex. So after you said the family is game.
Not necessarily game, but if the opportunity comes, I'm not going to say, well, I dated your nephew, so, no. Not my issue. You guys work that out.
So wait, you've dealt with what's the other story about the guy that was sleeping in the bed?
Yeah, the drunk boyfriend in the hotel room.
Yeah, that's
oh my gosh, yes.
You gotta explain that one to me.
Yes. That was horrible. He passed out.
Oh no! Like for the viewers, what happened? Like you got to paint the story for them.
Oh my God! We got a hotel. He passed out.
All right, so you got a hotel with
you.
He passed out. Correct.
He passed out.
His man called his phone while he was asleep. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Did I really tell all of that? Oh my God.
Well, we gonna do it.
You
answered the phone for him. Correct.
I just realized I told that story. Yes, I answered the phone. He was like, "Yo, I'll slide through and finish up." Okay. Well, let me just double check to make sure he's really out.
Was he dead, or what? I think you killed him.
No,
he probably was
like, "Not
what drugs was he on that night?
I have no idea.
But
when he came to the room, he was a little tipsy to me, it seems. And by the time I got ready to do my part, he was out.
So he died in between getting to the room and before you getting ready?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. All right. So you told this man, hey, come through. And he was like, all right, bet, I'm going to come through.
Yeah.
And then he comes into the room. And you didn't call him over for a prayer service. You called him over for something else, right?
I called him. He said he wanted to finish his job. Okay, we'll finish. You slide through quietly, and everything
is good. All right, so you guys hooked up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You guys hooked up in the same exact bed.
No. It was two. We had two. We were fancy that night. We had two.
All right. So So you were smashing his friend while he was dead in the room at the same time?
On the other bed, yeah.
Have you heard from the guy that died that night then?
I have.
Okay, so he's Jesus because he came back from the dead after that night, right? Okay.
I'm
now,
sorry.
You're a mess.
What?
Okay.
What?
Mr. Smith, I got to
stop.
That
was reasonable, yeah.
We're winding this show down. Thank you so much, Gentry, for calling in. I love your stories. Everybody,
thank you.
Check her out on Facebook, Lola Pinky, the BBW Movement. You know, watch out for the big girls. Thank you so much, Black, for holding it down while Mr. Smith was on CP time. I got to check out my homegirl, Lady Steel, Wednesday night, 12 for the S&M show. And thank you guys so much for listening. You guys had our ratings popping for the first show, so thank you to all my listeners. Yay, you guys, round of applause. And
where's the applause, damn it?
What up?
I don't know. Black, where's the round? I said round of applause for the listeners for like having our ratings popping for the first show. Like they haven't talked about it.
Well, you had to enter another quarter for sound effects or something.
Yeah, I had to put it on my show.
Mr. Smith, the first episode, did you know that we were number one on pregame radio that week? Like, we were out here doing it big.
Yo, I went around and I was telling girls, like, yeah, yo, we was number one on the radio. And it was like, boy, bye. So I tried to get some buns off of that and it didn't work. So hopefully it'll work tomorrow or something.
We got to work on your corny-ass pickup lines, Mr. Smith, but until then, thank everybody so much for listening. You guys are my favorites. Again, happy Mother's Day to all of the ladies with babies, grandmas and aunties, the kids, the age kid mamas, whoever raised you. Go tell her happy Mother's Day. And you can tell me again if you want.
Wait a minute. Whose battery needs to get changed, damn it?
That ain't me. I got 50%.
Change on my ass.
Coming in all late and shit. You ain't charged your phone, player.
Nah, that's right. Let me find out if that shit smoke detector going off because you got a dead 9-volt battery in it, the same battery you use for the cell phone.
Oh, that's black.
You,
know,
you,
oh,
you
come
are not going
to
show me on this shit. My motherfucking 9-volt is good. I just put that shit in.
Somebody got
You know what? You guys, don't let me leave without shouting out tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. will be Angels List Music Mondays. So make sure you guys, tomorrow, Monday from 12 to 2, are checking out Angels List.
Oh, shit.
Hey, now. Get her ratings popping, too. Big shout out to Brooklyn Black once again at Free Game Radio, and we're going to get out of here.
And I'm going to go crazy. Oh, bro. Sometimes she be cool. Now, sometimes she just tapping a nigga shit. One thing about her, that little motherfucker, he'll bite no.
Nothing like that baby mama foot. Know how to fucking foot.
That foot.
Stay trying, nigga. But you got some good foot. Nothing like that baby mama foot. Always drama foot.
That foot.
I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama foot. Not like that baby mama foot. Baby mama foot. Unstrapped, uncut. That baby mama foot. Not like that baby mama foot. Baby mama foot. Happy shit sometimes. That baby mama foot. She cool when she wanna be. Happy shit always. Always with the fuck shit. She a handful always. Argue with every day. drama force. I cool sometimes. That baby mama force. And I like that baby mama force. Baby mama force. Hard stride done cut. That baby mama force. And I like that baby mama force. I fuck hoes and dip, cause I don't like to kick it. When a nigga beat him right, that was my whole cat feeling. When their feelings get involved, that's when I say my distance. I love getting money, only thing about consistent. I love money more, but I still fuck the bitches. I'm always in the street, but I never fuck the snitches. I'm always in the kitchen, but I never do the dishes. I ain't with the baby mama drama, never had that before. It's fair for a couple long, but never learn a hoe. My check right in my cash up, so I won't have no issues. That baby mama force it all, have a nigga trying to kill you. I like that baby mama force, know how to fuck you force. Stay trying, nigga, ain't it? But you got some good force. I like that baby mama force, always drama force.
That puss.